If you're searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL. 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com and your favorite podcast platform. So we are talking this week about preparing for Advent. And what I'm talking about is getting out of your comfort zone and trying something new. If you're not used to doing anything within the spiritual world, within your Catholic faith, maybe you're coming back to the church, besides obviously coming back to the church, but you may want to experience many of the things that you can because you live in this area of the country. For example, we talked about bookstores to go visit, or we talked about some chapels or monasteries to go visit. And then on the other side, if you're very steeped in the spiritual life, maybe you want to check out things outside of that form that may be outside of your community or new things. So you, between the two concepts, you have a more rounded experience of living your faith in the world. So, and in the world means, you know, obviously we are in the world, but not all of the world. So you know where I'm coming from there. And we talked about different ideas. We talked about different offerings. We mentioned, for example, the Madonna Queen Shrine, which I'd highly recommend to you. I mentioned to you the monasteries in the area. I mentioned to you some of the bookstores in the area. And, you know, these are some of the things to look at. Now, you notice what I mentioned are things that you actually go to. And that's an important consideration as well. You can find tons of stuff online. And actually, online, you want to be careful because there is a lot of the division that we see in different aspects of our society and in even in our church are coming from online forums. And so you may want to get yourself out of the online world. So that might be another thing, is to kind of take a bit of a fasting from the internet, because there is a lot of unhealthy material online and it is feeding others. It's feeding that unhealthy division. And most of the reason is, especially here in the United States, and this is one of the things the Pope has said, that there is this whole faction in the United States that is absolutely against him. And that's not right. It's absolutely not right. And so we're looking at things like that. We're understanding things like that, that you want to avoid those because you want to be more open to what we truly understand and believe as Catholics. And so I recommended some good spiritual reading. I also recommended getting out in the world, as I said. And so there's so many things that you can just experience and do. Now, one of the things you might want to consider is going someplace and doing a holy hour. And there's all kinds of places to do that. There's a great chapel at St. Patrick's Parish in Natick. That's one place you can go. St. Patrick's in Natick. You know that here in Massachusetts, many people are into the Divine Mercy devotion. And you know it comes from Eastern Europe. It comes from Poland and it comes from Lithuania. But the first place outside of Poland or Lithuania that was a center for the Divine Mercy devotion is actually in Stockbridge, Massachusetts, which is almost out to Lee. Lee is the last exit on the Mass Pike. After that, you get into New York. I'll speak about New York in a minute. But those are some experiences to have to understand that that's there. Now, there's a place that's closed in the winter. You can still go there, But it's not like they close gates or anything. But and I'm not sure if the church is open in the winter, but this place, it's just there's no one running it. But it's like being in a big field where you can go into the field, just there's no one running it. And that is, once you pass into New York, keep going, and eventually you'll come to Auriesville, New York. And Auriesville, New York is the home of the Shrine of the North American Martyrs. So you can look that up. And that's where Isaac Jogues and his companions were martyred. And that's a beautiful, very holy place. It's also where Blessed Kateri, I think she's Saint Kateri Tekakwitha, was born. And so that's a very sacred area. And that's something to see more when the spring comes along. But it's still something to see now, and go experience that and enjoy, especially during the spring. But you, as I said, you can go see that. Now, we're going to talk more on the other side of the break. We'll be right back right after this. You can now leave a message for us, which we can air and discuss on this program. Just call 617-297-7452.
That's 617-297-7452.
617-297-7452. Feel free to call, leave a comment, a question, or even feedback, and we may play it on the air. I can discuss your comment or question as well, so give that a try.
617-297-7452. 617-297-7452.
Hey, I got a suggestion for you. If you ever want to come to attend a Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, then you have a standing invitation to come to our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass every Sunday. Now, if you're looking for a church to call home, well, you'd like to give St. Anthony's a little test drive, so to speak, you have a stand invitation to that Mass. And you know, there's a misconception about Catholic churches only wanting your money. You'll hear people say that. But I'm demonstrating to you the exact opposite. When the collection basket comes around, all you have to do is write the word radio on a piece of paper that you may find before you come to church and put that into the collection. Now, that only goes for St. Anthony Parish in Alston, just so you know. So if you don't currently call a local parish home and you want to attend a Sunday Mass, this standing invitation is for you. Come to St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts. Conveniently located just a stone's throw from Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. We're back, and we're talking about some of the things that you can experience in this area and to kind of get out into the world and to kind of experience what is there along with what you're experiencing within the church. So I talked about go visiting some place to do a holy hour. You know, when I name some of the places you can do, I've done a holy hour at the shrine in Spencer, not the shrine, the monastery in Spencer. You have to drive all the way up the hill, but you can do that. I've done a holy hour there. I've done a holy hour at the Dominican Sisters on Riverdale Street in West Springfield, Massachusetts. If you're not familiar with Riverdale Street, it's kind of like, you know, there are these major throughways here in Massachusetts. Well, we've got Route 1 north, which is a major, it's got a lot of commercial property along the way and a lot of restaurants and stores and everything else. Well, in other places, Route 9 in Natick and Framingham and all along there, all the way out to Worcester. Same thing. A lot of commercial property, a lot of stores and everything. Well, Riverdale Street is the same way. There's a lot of commercial property, restaurants and stores and malls and everything else. But in the midst of that is the Dominican Sisters Monastery located right there on Riverdale Street. So that's another interesting thing to experience. And these are great places to do holy hours. And you can go find them or even just spend some time before the Blessed Sacrament. They're always open, or they're open at least during the day. And there are great places. Another place is Glastonbury Abbey. Glastonbury Abbey is right there in Hingham. You can even take the train to Glastonbury Abbey, the commuter rail. I might be a bit of a walk. I think it's, I'm not sure whether it's the Cohasset stop or the Nantasket stop, but you can see, you'd look it up to make sure that you could walk that distance. But there's another place, Glastonbury Abbey, right there in Hingham. And there's all kinds of great places where you can go in and do a holy hour, do a time of prayer. Glastonbury Abbey also has a great bookstore, too. A lot of these places have great bookstores. And I love some of these bookstores. So that's just something else to check out as well. And you can go experience some of these things and you can go understand them in a new way and let that build in your focus on leading yourself to a deeper year with the Lord, but understanding you have a deeper spiritual experience and a deeper experience bringing the spirituality into the world. So that's an important consideration. It's also a great opportunity to experience new things in all different ways. Now, for example, we have just down the street from me an Afghan restaurant. Yes, from the Afghanis. Wonderful food. It's delicious. I love it. And I love naan bread, which is common in India and that whole area. And I love naan bread. They have tons of that. It's called Ariana. Wonderful restaurant. There's also a whole bunch of great restaurants along Western Avenue here and right up into Arsenal, the Arsenal place. Right up the street from us. And you've also got a whole bunch of nice places in Cambridge Street. On the other side of the parish and Brighton Ave and everything else. So that's an experience. If you've never been to the Alston area and say, gee, I wonder what it's like. Is there any great places to go there? Oh, yeah, there's great places there. Nice little shopping mall where the Arsenal Mall used to be, and now it's Arsenal Place, I guess the name of it. So there's all kinds of things there. All kinds of things to experience. And you can come to Mass here and then go check out some of these places that you can find in the area. Wonderful ideas. Just letting you know. We're going to talk more on Monday for the second week of Advent. Have yourself a blessed weekend. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.